Hello and welcome back. This is video number 6, and we're going to talk about how you can multiply your giveaway in the sense of broadening our reach and getting access to more audiences that would be interested in what you're selling. So you really have to think a little bit for this one because you really need to know what you're selling. So let's start off where we left off in the previous video with the Calypso Lemonade. So as we talked about in the previous video, this particular one sells lemonade. So we have to think, okay, what other audiences are interested in lemonade? So we can think of people who go out on the beaches, they're thirsty, they're looking for lemonade to drink. So in that case, what we could do is we could begin to look for beaches in certain areas that sell Calypso lemonade. So if we happen to find a beach, we could do hashtag beach, that particular beach. If we find out that maybe there's a Calypso lemonade store in a specific city, we could hashtag that specific city or location or wherever. So that's what happens here is you're not just targeting that particular, your followers, you're also targeting people who are going to want your product, if that makes sense. So you really have to think on this one and you have to think carefully because it requires you to think about where your audiences are located. Now, if you're selling something that is just generic, let's say a weight loss product or course, then you're going to want to think, okay, where are these people located? Maybe you can target New Year's hashtags around that time of the year. You can target specific diets, maybe the paleo diet or specific diets that help people lose weight that are targeted specific for that. Or you can target specific authorities that talk about weight loss. Maybe you could potentially, it's not in direct competition with them, but it's actually something that complements whatever that they are trying to sell. Now you have to really be careful about tagging authorities. You might want to ask them first before you tag them. And the reason why you want to do that is because if you do that, you'll get their permission and you won't look spammy. One thing that people really hate is to be tagged in something and they did not give you permission at all. If you do that, it can actually help, but it can also backfire. They themselves, if they have a big following, they can call you out on that and that will not look good on you. So you have to be very careful. It's kind of like a JV. You need to contact them first and say, hey, can I use, tag your followers? And if I tag your followers, I'm going to give your followers XYZ. So it's a win-win situation. And also you're going to get more exposure because I'm doing the same with these other 10 authority figures. So in turn, you'll get more exposure. I'll be happy to promote your product and vice versa. So it's kind of like you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back kind of thing. But you want to make sure that it is targeted, that it is not some random Amazon card, but it's actually something that your followers are going to be interested in and their followers are going to be interested in vice versa. So that's as simple as it gets as far as trying to expand your reach. All right, congratulations. You've reached the end of this video course. Make sure that you watch it again if you want to recap and try to implement it. But don't sit on this. Implement this and start building your Twitter following.